Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
I find it interesting.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is Dukes and Bell. NFL Blitz is on the way. It was a crazy wild card weekend. And we'll also hear from Travis Schlink coming up in about 20 minutes on his thoughts about trading Cam Reddish and where our team is after last night. Big win against Milwaukee. Here's an update, though. If you watched the game last night, Rams-Cardinals, Buda Baker, Mike, he ended up staying overnight at Cedars-Sinai in Los Angeles.
Scary.
Yeah, man. Continuing evaluation, imaging, and testing. But he was cleared by physicians there, released this morning. He's on his way back to Arizona. There's a photo I just posted, thanks to Mark Dalton, who's on the plane, and he is headed back. But he looks good. But that, again, was a scary moment last night if you watched that game.
Yeah, and Cam Akers did apologize for standing over and saying, like, basically stay down. You know, kind of it was ill-timed. It looked bad, and obviously. And then he was one of the guys that took a knee, and he did talk to – at first, it got chippy at the end because it's a divisional game between the Rams and the Cardinals, and it was a real physical hit, and it was basically two guys that both lowered their head. But and I guess some people felt that you could have dropped something on Akers. It's usually on the defender, not the offensive player. But, yeah, man, it was scary there for about 5 minutes.
It was. You know, speaking of Cam Akers, damn, he looked good last night, didn't he?
Well, I mean, think about it. If Derrick Henry can give you 90, 70, whatever you want to quantify, if Derrick Henry can give you 50% of premium Derrick Henry, Titans got to be feeling really good. And Cam Akers was a big missing piece. Sony Michel chipped in with others. But, yeah, Cam Akers is a big, huge physical element for that run game. And as we said, it set up, we talked with Chuck, set up a lot of play action, which really suits Matthew Stafford in his first playoff win.
Well, this is the formula. I mean, it's no secret, but this is what's going to work in Green Bay, right? This is This is what you want to do, against the Bucs, next week if you are the Rams. You don't want Stafford throwing the ball 50 times. And you know, you don't need that pressure on him. I don't think, again, that's why they brought him there. Is he a better quarterback than what they had? Yes, he's better than Goff. But any quarterback who has to throw the ball 50, 60 times, Mike, in a game, you become, you know, exposed. You're going to make a mistake, maybe two. And part of last night was Stafford was clean, Kyler Murray wasn't. And part of that has to do with the run game. I think this is exactly how they approach the Bucs game. Take some of that pressure off, run the football. I think Sony Michel had 58 yards, Akers 55 yards. I mean, they had 11 rushes in the first quarter and 38 total. They were committed to running the ball last night.
And that's it. And that's why we've talked about, look, you know, and we have plenty of time to talk about the Falcons. I got guys already lighting this up on Twitter about, hey, what do you think the Falcons will do in the draft? And you and I got plenty of time to chop that up. But I know Jeff Schultz wrote an article. There was another article on The Athletic kind of getting into some of the things. What are we going to do? And who are we going to keep? Because we're really kind of jacked up with the cap again. But to me, Carl, it's got to be interior offensive line or defensive line first. And we've got to get the run game because, you know, this is it. This will be the final. This will be the last roundup for Matt Ryan. But regardless, you still need to have a balanced attack if Arthur Smith's going to be this head coach for the next couple of years, right? And that means run the football.
No, it does. You still got to be able to do it. That's the thing about these playoffs, right? I mean, we're still seeing how important the run game is. It doesn't, you know, show its head as much during the regular season, but the Titans are a run-first team. That's why I give them a really good shot to get the Super Bowl, because you can control the clock and you take a lot of pressure off of Ryan Tannehill. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. We're going to talk plenty about the games, Travis Schlink, and what he had to say on the way as well. Right now, let's get to an NFL Blitz!
Welcome to the NFL. From around the league, this is is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
Mike, let's start with Dak Prescott. I want you to hear what he said about the final seconds. We could go literally click by click and talk about this particular play for 30 minutes if we wanted to. We're not going to because you saw how it played out. Right. You can't blame the umpire. The official has to touch the ball. But Dak tried to explain in his words.
Their guy actually did a great job of jumping on me. Kind of late, I guess you say there, but that's what they're taught, right? Laying on me. I think that may have cost us an extra 2 seconds or so. But as I'm getting behind Tyler to clock the ball, I saw 4 seconds. And then as I got hit, as I said, I tried to gather myself back and still thought I had time to get it down and didn't go that way.
I mean, I just think, and this is not a knock on Dak. We just said how much everybody loves this guy, especially watch Hard Knocks. You see what a good dude he is coming back, putting the rehab in to get back. But I think most football fans know you just that's the one thing you cannot do. You want to go 10 yards? You got to be able to get the guys up there, spike the ball. And I understand you're trying to get the best field position to get one good throw. And again, I mean, a real pass pattern, not just a Hail Mary at the end there, Carl. But if the 41, if you're going to run for 17 yards and then try to get the lineup, you're not going to be able to do that in 14 seconds.
Wah, 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 wah. That's exactly right, Kirby. Too much. There's a lot of blame.
Just couldn't believe when I was watching what I was watching. And look, they were getting everything they needed. The 49ers were probably like 3 plays late before they finally put guys on the sideline because they were just going like 10 yards, 15, and right up the field. And then eventually San Francisco takes away the sideline. But still, you cannot do that.
No. And again, these are things that are actually practiced. That wasn't a last minute play. That wasn't something they installed 2 days before the game.
They did the nice hook and lateral, right, earlier to get up there, and they were moving the ball.
Yeah, you have to know. And you know, we always talk about clock management. This is one of those examples. This is clock management to the T. I mean, when you talk about how much time do we need to get off at least 2 plays, and can we run this without getting, you know, squashed? And they did. Mike McCarthy talked about this was the best option as far as the quarterback draw. He thought this was the best play for them.
We call them thresholds and, you know, the field position, what yard line you're at and what you're trying to get to, too, based on, you know, defense that they were playing. They were in a sideline defense, so they were protecting the sidelines. And so that was the best option to be able to get the ball. I mean, it's like anything else. Do you want to be running a Hail Mary play from the 50-yard line or you want to be running 5 verticals from the 25-yard line? So that's the decision. It's the right decision. You know, it's just like anything. It's the execution between us and the officiators putting the ball obviously wasn't, you know, we shouldn't have had any problem getting the ball spotted there. Is that the quote you're looking for?
Right, well, I mean, but we've seen this before. We've seen it in college. We've seen it in the pros. And look, to me, if I'm McCarthy, I'm going, how is CeeDee Lamb not more involved? You know what I mean? And they want to have you just talked about a balanced attack. They want to have that balanced attack. McCarthy is just, he's, I don't know. Are you impressed by this guy? 77 yards running the football. It was only 12 totes for Ezekiel Elliott. Pollard had been the better running back down the stretch. He got the ball just 4 times. Do you just credit the 49ers for taking that soul away from them?
No. Not with that.
I mean, that's McCarthy.
Line.
You are supposed to be an offensive genius. You have an OC. You can lean in and go, oh, by the way, give your input, right?
Yeah. I also put this on the running game, to your point. You went away from it. You didn't run the football. You weren't committed to it. I just told you the Rams ran it 11 times in the first quarter. You have to be committed to it. And I agree with you about Pollard, but even if it was Zeke, you had to make them respect that. And here's the deal. For Falcon fans, we would die for an offensive line like that.
Correct.
Go look at the guys on that offensive line. Now, no, a lot of them are high picks, but they've panned out. You have perennial Pro Bowlers, all pros, and a couple of future Hall of Famers on that offensive line.
Right.
We don't have any of that. So you completely go away from the thing that is one of the strengths of your football team, Mike. That to me, is game planning. And you talk about, you know, everybody's high on Kellen Moore. Okay, well, Kellen didn't do a good job on Sunday. He didn't.
No, also, you know, you go back and Dak did throw a pick. I thought it was a super athletic play by one of the 49er corners. I just thought that, you know, Garoppolo is doing everything in his power to give you this game back. You know, he has one play. If he hits it, the receiver's wide open. He can't deliver the football. He overthrows him. You know, it's like the Super Bowl. It's almost like you. It's like that one quarter, Carl, those 2 or 3 plays would have made the difference against the Chiefs at the Super Bowl. Then he throws a terrible pick and a terrible decision by Garoppolo. So they did everything but tee it up for you. And the Cowboys probably got to be kicking themselves. And now, as you said, maybe major changes in the organization.
It's our NFL Blitz brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Mike Mayock fired by the Raiders. Well, he got 3 years. Obviously, if John Gruden was there, he probably would not be fired. They would probably still be doing whatever it was they were doing. Maybe they get to the playoffs this year. We'll never know, but they did. But now the Raiders are looking for not only a head coach, but a general manager.
Yeah, I thought Mayock was in a tough spot. The word is, and again, this kind of has come out the last couple of years, but it was echoed again, as a lot of guys are writing articles about him getting got. Remember the Cleveland Farrell signing that nobody could get their heads around?
Yeah.
The word now comes out that that was driven by John Gruden.
Oh!
No, John Gruden. No, Mayock. Gruden apparently twisted his arm on that. He wanted to go Devin White, who the Bucs went and grabbed, the linebacker.
Yep.
So for what it's worth, again, it's not. They're saying it's not revisionist history, but Cleveland Farrell from Clemson was on nobody's top 10, let alone top 5, and that's what the Raiders did. But, hey, he got into the playoffs within 3 years. But at the end of the day, you know, the guy who cuts his hair with a bowl is going to go in a new direction, Carl, with the personnel department.
Yes, they are. Hey, was the moment too big for Jalen Hurts, Mike? I mean, you talk about not playing well. Now, the Bucs been there, done that, but he didn't give the Eagles a chance either, did he?
No, I think two things. I thought that he needed to make some plays. I don't want to totally get him off the hook, but the Bucs just been there and done that, and I just thought that there was certainly pressure, but Jalen Hurts, this is a game that if you're on the fence or you're not in his camp, there's a lot of people on Philadelphia radio this morning saying he's not the guy to be the starter to take them to the promised land.
Let's hear from Nick Sirianni talking about Jalen Hurts.
I feel really good with what we have in place right here at the quarterback position. I thought he had a great year, and he came a long way. And that's what I expect from Jalen, just because of the type of football character he has, the type of character he has, the toughness that he has, the love for football that he has. I can't say enough good things about Jalen, the player, you know, the person.
All right. Well,
I mean, I just did it pass the eye test for you?
No. No, it didn't. And – you know, this is not what the Eagles need. The Eagles need to going into the draft and into free agency, they got to get some better defensive players. But if you feel like, okay, we got our quarterback, we went to the playoffs, kind of unexpected that we'd be there in Nick Sirianni's first year, he's just got to get better, so be it. But, yeah, I looked at that game. I watched that game against the Bucs, and, you know, there was no rhythm. He held on to the ball too long. There were a lot of things that you just go, okay, is he really going to be the guy long term?
Yeah, it was two sacks. There was a bunch of tackles for loss for the Bucs. But you're right. You threw the two interceptions. I just thought he just, I you know me. I said he could be the man.
Yeah,
but
sure.
But this does not help. To continue to establish him as the man in Philadelphia. But you know, I mean, Devontae Smith. Did he show you enough this season? Yeah, we'll chop it up. We got a while, but yeah, I mean, just under 1,000 yards receiving, 5 touchdowns.
Yes, he wasn't. Listen, I'm not going to say he was terrible or anything like that. Right. I think if you asked me, who's the kid down in Miami, Mike, that went to Alabama?
Yeah, Waddle. Now
Waddle had a better season than me.
They couldn't find him the ball in the first 4 or 5 weeks, and then George Gossi started moving him around. And he became part of that big winning streak. So yeah. I think Edge Waddle.
Waddle had a better season. Hey, let's hear from Bill Belichick. You know how talkative he is after losses, guys.
I just want to ask you just on you personally, like how you feel about coaching. I'm just listening to you. It sounds like you're sort of ready to turn the page to 2022 and sort of go through the process. Is it safe to say this is still something you want to do in 2022?
No, that would be accurate.
See how talkative he is?
I'm not trying to be disrespectful. Is that kid 11 that was asking the question? Was that part of the Nickelodeon broadcast?
Mike Reese from ESPN asked the question, do you want to coach in 2022? And he went about it in a long, drawn-out way, didn't he? Well, I'm just wondering, I mean, is this something you want to do?
Ready to turn the page to 2022 and sort of go through the process. Is it safe to say this is still something you want to do in 2022?
Yeah, that would be accurate.
I mean, let's be honest. I mean, him and Saban, I mean, they're going to pry the whistles from their cold, numb fingers. These guys are going to do it forever. I mean, Coach, I really feel awkward asking this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. You really want to be a coach still? Okay, I'll hang up and listen. Sorry about that. Who are these freaking nerds that are asking these questions, man?
Nerds!
Yes,
it would be accurate, Coach. Coach is like, who are you talking to? Of course I'm coming back.
I mean, was this a subject in New England we missed? Wait, Belichick was going to walk away?
Was Belichick supposed to say, I'll leave when I want to leave?
Yeah. All right.
I don't know, man. Meanwhile, Mike Tomlin, Coach Tomlin.
Yes.
Apparently all options are on the table.
All options are on the table.
A number of players say they can still win with Mason Rudolph. Who really believes that?
We will evaluate both and yes. see how both come out in camp.
Do you like the idea of Pickett? You got a chance to scout him. He's right there in Pittsburgh. Yes. A lot of people are projecting him to Pittsburgh, by the way.
Well, do you draft a quarterback, though, or do you see how things shake out? I mean, I think if you're Pittsburgh, first of all, you're an attractive organization. That's a given. Right. Whoever's going to go there is going to really have a chance to start if you're one of these veteran guys. Mike, maybe they go stopgap. Maybe you don't have to draft, and you go stopgap, and you get the defense better, then you go get your quarterback. I don't know what the plan is. We'll see, because they're also losing.
What will your final message be to your team before you send them out here?
Don't blink.
Don't blink.
If you blink or cut your eyelids off. You know, this is not going to be for the faint of heart. We understand what type of game we're in.
And they blinked.
We used to joke around with Mike Smith about, you know, sacks are overrated. Sacks don't tell the whole picture, Carl and Mike. Well, they do sack the quarterback a lot, but their defense, Carl, it's one of the better passing, you know, defenses. But still, do you consider the Steelers, you know, defense? I mean, do they got to get better in other areas like the run? I mean, I don't know. I mean, they give up a lot of yards in the air.
Yeah, I got to steal it. That's what they're known for. You've got a guy, Najee. You can run the football. I don't know if you go spend a pick on a suspect quarterback just because. That's where I'm at. Hey, by the way, Jimmy G's got a sprained shoulder, so he's already playing through a torn ligament in his right thumb. And Kyle Shanahan admitted that he has a slightly sprained right throwing shoulder. So, Mike, we got to keep an eye on that. That could play a role in this upcoming game this weekend, man, as they head to Green Bay. All right, guys, we got more to get to. Travis Schlink on the Hawks. Hawks win. And he also talked about Cam Reddish. Hear it next.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. I still cannot imagine what in the world might be.
Oh, it is Dukes and Bell. Coming up, Dog Report. Apparently, he is planning on entering the transfer portal. We'll explain coming up. And a big, big piece to the Georgia defense coming back. More on that as we continue to move along. Mike, I got to just mention this, man. You know, it's Tuesday. Hope you had a great weekend. MLK, most folks were off. But I just was flipping through the channels and Rocky III's on, which is my favorite Rocky. I know people talk about four, but three is my favorite. And it literally, right. It's at the part where they're about to fight and they're interviewing Clubber Lang, which is Mr. T, in the locker room. And he's, it's the part, I've been in here laughing my butt off because it's that part where he's like, I don't hate Balboa, but I pity the fool.
See, my favorite part of Rocky III is when Stallone, the statue is being unveiled, and Clubber Lang, like you see boxers nowadays trying to make a name for themselves, bust into the ceremony. It's like, and he looks at Talia Shire, hey, woman, get yourself a real man. Balboa's a paper champion. Oh, I love that. It makes me laugh every time.
Man. I know. It's so funny, man. But it's like, I don't hate Balboa, but I do pity the fool. I'll destroy any man who tries to take what I got. I was just crying in here. Anyways, man, we always talk about the Rocky movies, and that just happened to be on. Hey, let's hear from Travis Schlink as we shift gears, guys. Talk about our Hawks. Big win last night, man. It was. I mean, listen, I'm not going to say the significance of playing on MLK Day for our Atlanta Hawks isn't a big deal. It is. But you still have to go out and play. And I don't think that adds any additional pressure. It is cool when we win, because the spotlight is always going to be on our city when, you know, that day comes every year. And so I think it's, you know, cool the way that the NBA has put that together, that the Hawks have said, hey, yes, absolutely want to be a part of that. And that's been a tradition for many years, Mike. But I do think yesterday, you know, I was saying, as bad as we've been playing, I got to be honest, I didn't know what we were going to get. I didn't know what was going to happen. And then we were down in that game and we were able to come back.
Yeah, man. And just real quick, because I pointed this out on Twitter. And again, Mike Conte is kind of like, we joke around, our shell answer man. He knows everything about the NBA. He's post-game host. But the MLK jerseys, which were huge sellers, and we all got ours, and it's a big hit. And apparently the NBA has this ridiculous rule, at least in our case, that once you do your city jersey, and Steve Koonin can confirm this, but Mike already has it on Twitter.
You're done.
That's the 1 year. You would think, Carl, with the NBA, what it means to the African-American community and the idea that we're in Atlanta, we would get some kind of special dispensation from the NBA to at least wear the MLK jerseys on the name the day of the man's holiday. But it just, they don't. And that's why we wear, to be quite honest with you, those throwbacks of the Dikembe era, which I don't think anybody particularly likes.
Yeah, the big hawk across the front.
Not exactly a prosperous time, unless you know, you think Steve Smith when he was here. I don't know. That's when I got here in '98. You're still rocking some of those.
Well, I know. I listen. The throwbacks, even if your team didn't win, they're nostalgic from a standpoint of the guys that were on the team, or maybe you started following the team at that particular point. I mean, we don't think that these teams make money off these nostalgic uniforms because the teams are garbage, but that's not true. I mean,
people like somebody likes them, they wouldn't make them otherwise. But Pac-Man is our thing. We love the old school logo. But that's why we weren't wearing the MLK, the Blackwood Gold, which everybody loves. Why we didn't have the stained glass, you know, the church glass center court, which everyone loves as well. Which
we did it, we did it last year.
It's something that we'll talk to Steve on Friday, but put a B in the bonnet of Adam Silver to say, look, this is kind of our thing, okay? We should be allowed to do this once a year.
I'm with you. Let's hear from Travis Schlenk, because he was asked this morning from our morning show with John freaking Hugh Douglas about how the Cam Reddish trade developed.
Yeah, listen, you know, those situations happen in all team sports. I'm sure you dealt with that in your NFL career, too, where guys felt like, you know, they wanted to be in different situations. You know, we give Cam a ton of credit. You know, he just felt like he wanted to be in a different situation, and, you know, that's going to happen. But he was professional about it. You know, he and his representatives went about it the right way. There was no public proclamation. You know, they came to us and said, listen, if you can do something, you know, we'd appreciate it. And listen, we want guys that want to be here too. As talented as he is, if your heart's not fully committed to the Atlanta Hawks, you know, it's probably not going to be the best fit. So, you know, my job, and I said this the other day, if a player comes to me and says that and say, I want to go to, I don't know, Team X, like, that's not my job. My job is to get the best return I can for that individual. So, again, I give Cam and his reps a ton of credit for, you know, just keeping it between us to allow us to be able to do our job and, you know, go get the best assets we can for him.
Yeah, I mean, listen, New York is not, you know, some faraway land that, you know, you'll never hear from Cam again.
It's not like we had on Atlanta United, we traded him to, like, Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
You know, in the NBA, you've only got so many options, but these are the guys who are going to give us a first-round pick.
I think, you know, when you start talking about, and basically what the GM and Travis Link is saying is we're not trying to screw the player, but in the same part, you know, in the same respects, we're not trying to screw ourselves. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to send Cam to somewhere where, you know, or try to at least, not to send him somewhere where, you know, the team's in complete rebuild mode and it may be 3 or 4 years before, you know, he gets a chance to establish himself. That's not Travis's job. He's right about that. But in the same respects, I think you're trying to make sure you get the best deal, but they sent him to a really good spot. Cam's going to be fine, man, but that is interesting. And, you know, as far as how they had a mutual respect to, hey, keep it under wraps. And this is where I do respect Cam Reddish. He didn't take it to anybody. He didn't say, you know, he wasn't on a microphone or for that matter, on social media, Mike, saying, yeah, I wish I was getting more minutes. He didn't do any of that. He just kept his head down, kept playing. And, you know, for what it's worth, would I have wanted him on this team? Yes. But if it wasn't to be, then so be it. And now we have to see how this team and the rotations change, which is something else the morning show asked Travis Schlenk.
Yeah, I know that, again, you got to give credit to the kid for not, he's still a young man, but for not making it into a thing. And do you, let me ask you this, do you buy that without, I always thought we had to wait and see what he would be over a full season, but do you buy that without Cam, it makes things flow a little bit better, provided DeAndre Hunter stays healthy? And we had an 8-man rotation, for instance, last night.
Yes, I do. And I also think that you're going to see, with everybody back, you're going to see Nate tighten down this rotation so we can get some chemistry.
Right. And by the way, TLC got in for like 4 minutes, but the core was spent 8 guys. And Lou, you know, and Lou was a little bit better, I thought Gallo was great last night.
I did too. Here's Travis on any changes to the rotation now that Cam's not here.
Well, you know, obviously we've got a couple guys out. You talk about Clint, but also Bogey's out with his knee right now. So, you know, I think that plays a factor into shortening it up a little bit. But yeah, you know, listen, we put ourselves in a situation here where you know, every game's important here, the last second half of the season, and we have to dig out of this hole. So, you know, I think you probably will see the coaching staff kind of lean on, you know, the guys they have the most confidence in.
Lean on who you have the most confidence in. You talked about Big O, which is a big part of this team. I think he's healthy, and you see his impact. And then Hunter. Hunter had a big play late in this game, but again, consistency is what I'm looking for. Right. Travis Schlenk said this about both of those guys.
Yeah, no, you know, we forget, you know, those two guys in particular, you know, have been out a large part of this season. And, you know, Jondre just trying to get his rhythm back, starting to get his rhythm back. You know, he's, you know, the prototypical size of an NBA power forward, or excuse me, small forward. And, you know, being able to get to the rim as we saw last night, he's got a really good mid-range game. So, you know, as he continues to come back, you know, we're excited to have him back, obviously. And then, you know, you talk about O's got the potential to be one of the best defensive players in the league. He's got great hands. He's got great timing. You know, Giannis is the MVP, and he overpowers people every single night. And, you know, O does a great job on him. You know, he uses his strength. He's got great length, great timing. So really excited to have both those guys back and, you know, obviously hoping that we can build off yesterday and, you know, string some wins together here and get back into this playoff picture.
How big are those two guys, Mike, to the overall success? Because to Travis's point, they've been out. We've struggled. We know about all the COVID stuff, but we can't put it on that because other teams have thrived through those same situations. Mm-hmm. How big is having Okongwu and Hunter healthy?
Huge. And again, you know, we think Capella's done a good job, but Okongwu, how about the big jump ball late last night, you know, late in the game that was huge and making big plays. But DeAndre Hunter on both ends. I thought that kiss, as you said, off the glass, high off the glass, was a huge basket. But yeah, we referred to him as kind of our glue guy. And unfortunately, we didn't really, you know, we could have, I think if we got a healthy DeAndre Hunter, we could beat them and trade us and step on the ref's foot. We beat the Bucks. We beat them twice this year at home. But the Bucks last night, I thought you saw what DeAndre Hunter can mean. But Okongwu, you're right, brother. And I was joking around with you last week. I want to go get one of them big, you know, unibrow European dudes. But maybe as Okongwu was healthy and doing his thing, we could just focus on maybe a better upgrade maybe at wing in the rotation. You happy with Lou, by the way? You want to go? I mean, are you cool with when Trey's not on the floor?
If you ask me, has Lou been as good as he was last year? The answer is no. The answer is no. But, you know, you brought him back because of his ability to score. He can heat up like a microwave at any moment. You know what you're getting. You know, remember the game last year where Trey gets hurt and basically Lou runs point and we win in the playoffs. You know, that's an aberration. That's not going to happen every night. You're not asking him to give you 25 minutes. I think within a confined role, Mike, he can do what we want him to do. But I think when those minutes get expanded, that's when you start to wonder because, you know, Lou is at the tail end here, man. I mean, he came back. He had a decision to make. So if you're asking me if they traded, you know, Lou as part of some kind of deal, and I don't know if they have some kind of deal worked out because he came back as his hometown and he was thinking about quitting when they traded him here. But I want more scoring. And I think in the playoffs, that's what it's all about. We're still going to need to be able to score more, whether it's Milwaukee, okay, whether it's the Nets, healthy and completely full with Kyrie. You know, you look at the Bulls and the way they're playing, we're going to need scoring, man.
And you heard that they've got a pick they believe it will be 90% good that they picked up in the trade for Cam Reddish. So they got some things they can move as far as trade deadline, too.
Now, and I know people are going to say, well, aren't we one of the best offensive teams in the league? We are. And if you're telling me, again, if the Ben Simmons thing was to play out and we added a guy like that could play defense on guys 1 through 5, I'd be fine with that, too.
But aren't the Sixers going to want John Collins?
Probably. Well, they're going to want 2 first-rounders.
Right.
I do know that.
Right.
All right, man, we got more to get to. Yeah, man, no man's on the way. Bo Morgan's going to join us. Coming up, also, Dog Report, guys. It looks like he's entering the transfer portal. Stay tuned. We're going to tell you all about it.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Did you know you...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
More on the NFL playoffs, wild card weekend, the way it played out. And we're going to talk dogs in 20 minutes. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. But right now, let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man.
Kind of makes me wonder why the hell so many people are trying to tell me to slow down. Seems like I should be shutting the hell up and enjoying the show.
He's 6'1".
Not really.
From Florida.
Kennesaw State.
And gives rapid fire questions. The executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Bo Morgan. Brought to you by the Georgia Hemp Company.
Oh, man, I was laughing like that when I saw the Cowboys lose this weekend. It was unbelievable. Hey, Bo, what's happening with you today, man?
I mean, that was probably the best game of the weekend. I mean, honestly, if you go back and look at it, yeah, we had football, but the games weren't very good. Other than the Raiders, Bengals
right.
And the Cowboys, Niners, the game sucked. Jalen Hurts was horrible, held onto the ball too long, and they just didn't have enough. I mean, they actually got after Brady, especially after Wirfs went out. The Patriots were never in it. Mac Jones, he looked too cold to be there. the games just weren't really good.
Coming out of the gates, a ray of sunshine as always, Bo.
Here he is, boys. Positive energy, guys, on a Yeah Man, No Man. Here's the holiday weekend.
Wow, it was a great weekend of football. We had NFL games all day Saturday, all day Sunday, just a plethora of football. It was all bad football. It's why we don't need to expand playoffs in anything. Not in high school, not in college, not in the NFL. Stop. No, I don't need your Pop Warner team. I don't need more teams than that.
No, I mean, on paper, it was exciting to have a Monday night game. It just, unfortunately, as we said, the Cardinals were just terrible and Kyler Murray was awful. And you're right, though. I mean, we talk about Jalen Hurts. I mean, battling for a job, but I was going into the weekend excited about the proposition of three games on Sunday and again a big game on Monday night.
Let me say something. By halftime, I was even over the Eli cast. That game was so bad by halftime, I put it on the second TV muted, and I watched an episode of that Peacemaker show with John Cena on
it's
HBO
great,
Max.
It's great.
It's hilarious.
It's hilarious. It's one of the funniest shows I've seen in a long time. As far as the games, listen, this is why we don't have any skin in the game as far as these teams, most of us, right? You just watch and you want to be entertained. I say that all the time with these games. And to Mike's point, I was excited about the potential matchups. But listen, this is why they play the games. We don't know how they're going to shake out. If there's a blowout, there's a blowout. I want a competitive game. That's what made the Cowboys game so interesting. You don't have to be a Cowboy fan or 49er fan, and there are tons of them across the country, to have interest in the fact that this is going down to the 14-second mark, and the Cowboys might have a chance to win this game. That's all I want, Bo. So to your point, all these games, if they would have played out to the last play, the last series, yes, more compelling football. But it was still good to have football this weekend.
Before we do that, Larry, let's go to Peyton. He's going to break down that touchdown. I can't hear
See, the first half of them was really good. Look, it was great to have football. I planned my day Sunday perfectly. I got to the gym. I was leaving the gym as it started to snow. Came home, fixed my tailgate at home, which was just a bowl of chili.
I like mine.
Thank you. And then it starts snowing, and we got the neighbors over, and we're eating chili. We're watching football all day, having some beverages. That was great because we had football all day. And luckily, the chili was done when the good game came on. We got to watch that. And then, you know, dude, one of the neighbors has got one of those Oculus things. Have you guys tried that? That's that virtual reality video
game.
Yeah,
I got one for Christmas. The Quest. You talking about the Quest?
I don't know. It's a white thing puts over your eye. Yeah.
Yes, there's a Quest. There's a one and a Quest 2. So you put it on and it takes you into the metaverse, basically, is what I've been saying.
Is this Commodore 64?
No, this is way beyond that.
Let me say something. Don't do the boxing game after
Creed? Did you play Creed?
I played some of Creed. I'd already had a bowl of chili. I was about 7 or 8 Svedkas deep. And so I fight this dude. I mean, this dude's huge, and yeah. I win. And then it says, oh, do it again. So I'm fighting again. And when I got done the second time, because I just rolled right into it, I like to think I have some cardio. Mm-hmm. I was like, I gotta stop. I was completely out of it. It was a good workout.
Yeah, I do have that Creed game that you're talking about. The isn't it incredible how you go into the gym and you're looking all the way around and like it's in like 3D, everything is around you. I played a couple of shooting games. The best thing though about that thing, we're talking about the Oculus and the Quest, if you have one, is you could go anywhere you want. Like there are programs in there, like you I want to go on a tour of Thailand, and you can just literally, wow. It's crazy. The stuff they have on there.
Yeah, so, my first reaction would be like, but I don't want to poop on it because you're the third person I've heard say how amazing this thing is.
No,
so
man.
Wait to see it. Yeah.
I talked about it after Christmas because I hadn't really done anything with it. I just put it on and like, you know, set it up. But then once you get into this, and for me, I don't know about you, Bo, I can't do it for long periods of time because it messes with my head too much.
Yeah.
Like moving around and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's weird because you have something on your head. I mean, I rode a roller coaster, I did some Beat Saber game where you're like, you know, you got like leg sabers and you're hitting boxes. You get hit up and down depending on the arrow. But yeah, you do after a while you get tired. I played this baseball game, and I found myself doing things like you did as a kid, you know, in baseball however long you played, or even if you played, you know, slow pitch softball. You just do some of those things, and I'm like. And I was yelling at the game.
Are you like running? Are you like running in place to get to a ball? I mean,
No, I was pitching. So I would I would step up on the mound.
Like and then I would do the toe the rubber and rock. Okay.
Yeah, and I would do the whole giddy up. Like I was throwing bat in practice. Yeah, you kind of get immersed into this world. I tell you what, now you know how people have no people skills.
But this is, Carl, this is what all the F1 drivers do. Formula One drivers are doing this stuff where at the point they put the goggles on and, like, you're in the car. I mean, literally. And that's how they practice for tracks they haven't been to yet. So I don't want to poo-poo it because I really want to try the driving
stuff.
No,
there's nothing to poo-poo, Mike. I'm serious. Like, it will blow you away.
Yeah.
Even if you're not a gamer. See, that's the thing. People are like, oh, it's for gamers. There's so much stuff on there. You could do a variety of things. Mike, they got yoga class. You put these glasses on and you can.
Now, hold on. If you can guarantee I'm going to have smoking hot chicks and yoga pants surrounding me, I might want to try that out.
So here's the thing, and Bo, to your point, and I'm not trying to, because I know you maybe had some other things for us, but you got me thinking about this because it's something we've been using around the house and we've all been just like crazy about it. But the scary thing is, and I was telling a buddy of mine, because we were talking about this, is it's going to get to the point where you put these damn goggles on and you don't have to leave. Like, you're going to want to do any and everything. We're not there yet, but I could easily see how people never leave their house in like 15 years.
Right.
When the technology is there and, I just want to go, and you put the goggles on and it takes you into a world where your avatar and you're living through your avatar. And I think the movie was called Ready Player One.
Yeah, Chris just mentioned that in our ears. That's kind of like the reality. I mean, I don't think I'm ever going to go down that road, but I stopped playing the PlayStation mid-2000s because I just spent too much time on it. If you have one of those obsessive personalities where you just kind of lock in, or addictive personalities, I'm afraid about that.
But this isn't even that. And the reason why I say it is because they will create worlds where you talk about meeting hot chicks. That'll be there, Mike.
Yeah.
Like, I want to go meet blondes with you, blah, 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 blah. And literally, that's where this is going, where you can go into a world or to a club, and that's what's going to be going on. You'll be looking around, and the music will be playing in your ear because they have music in your ears. It's crazy.
So like Jackie Treehorn Squid in The Big Lebowski. Totally interactive, dude. It's the future. That's where video's going. I hear you.
Yeah, I did. I did. By the way, the Wendy's Frosty cereal, like, it's
too sweet.
No, it's honestly Cocoa Puffs with marshmallows in it. But I even a listener or on Twitter said, hey, you gotta pour the bowl, pour your cereal in a bowl, put it in the freezer, and let it get cold, and pour the milk in there. I did that. Yeah, it's good. It wasn't revolutionary or anything. When I saw it, I was like, I thought it was going to be something crazy. It's good, but it's honestly Cocoa Puffs and marshmallows. So I like Cocoa Puffs, so I'm good with it. Real quick, speaking of guys who like chocolate, let's hear from Andy Reid on how motivated he is to win another Super Bowl.
Well, if you like chocolate cake and you eat a piece, And then you have one dangled in front of your face, you're probably going to want to eat that too. Not much is going to stop you. So, I mean, that's how you feel about the Super Bowl. I mean, that is the chocolate cake with the ultimate frosting. You're going to try to go get it if you can.
Andy Reid channeling his inner John Madden and his most Andy Reid-ness, Carl, right there.
He really was.
I love that. I heard it and I go, how can you not like Andy Reid? And by the way, everybody loves chocolate cake. If you don't, well, then there's something wrong with you. By the way, don't forget that Yeah Man, No Man, as always, brought to you by the Georgia Hemp Company and the GeorgiaHempCompany.com. Go see them. They have 3 locations. And, guys, order online. You can use SquidBilly10. You can get 10% off. And, hey, you're gonna love the product, Georgia Hemp Company and the GeorgiaHempCompany.com. Chris, let's get out of here. Hit the music.
Mike, a guy actually tweeted at us, Mike Bell ATL. Put him up, C-Dukes. SquidBilly929 and says, what's the world coming to? Bo is absolutely correct about the playoffs. Watered down excuse for football with sucky games.
Mm. Well, Joel. I mean, it's kind of like where we are at the college playoffs. Some of these semifinal games have been real stinkers over the years. So there you go. SquidBilly Nation response, Carl.
Yes, I guess so. Hey, what is Dog Nation going to do when they find out that he is entering the portal? It's not official yet, but he's planning on it, and a big piece of the defense comes back. We'll talk about it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.